Millennium Mesechus Megillah Daf Tesim Amaze, and finishing up the sugya of the Svarim, which Lashon the Svarim are written in. The Mishnah had said that Svarim Nechtav Mechaloshin, and Mishim Megillah said, Av Svarim Letir Shichtav Eli Yavanis. Svarim can only be written in Yavanis, not in other Lashonis. The Maria says, Amr Abavam Bech Nachi of Shim Megillah. Avo says, Name Bech Nachi of Shim Megillah, and Amr Abyechanan, my Tamad of Shim Megillah. What's the reason for him shimming? Leil amakar yafta l'kim liyafes v'yishkan ba'al l'shem. And the Gemara's maskan is yafusis shayafes yei ba'al l'shem. The beauty of yafes should be in the ol l'shem. What's the beauty of lafes l'shem yavan? Rashi says, it's l'shem yafen mishal kol b'nei yafes. That's the sugi here. So early on the Mishnah, the Turi Evan has a chakira. Is it pshat that this drosh is a drosh of Gemara? And if that's so, Tanya the Turi Evan, because we said before, the Turi Evan's learning that the Mishnah is discussing the Heta to write it, period. Are you allowed to write Svarim in other Lashonis, or only in Lashon Ashuri or Lashon Yevani? So if this is a Joshua Gemurah, Tanya the Turi Evan, you're going to have to say there's an Issa Deraisa to write Svarim in other Lashonis, and the Torah is Mat the Lashon Yafesh Shel Yafes, which is Yevani, and his Marchiv, that is not a problem saying it's an Issa Deraisa. You could learn this in Issa Deraisa to write Torah in a way that's not the Dinei HaSefer, like if you write it B'Sama, B'Sikra, Ukadayma. Or to write a Megillah, Latinic, L'Islamidba, you're writing not a full Sefer, which the Gemara says is Mutter only because of Eislas, Eislas, Hashem. So you have this Issa Deraisa, and here is a Joshua Gemura, you have to look in the F is telling you that there is a Heter to write it in Lashon Yava. Or, is it Pshat Hashem Wheel also because of Talmei HaMelech? The reason why they're mad is because of Talmei HaMelech. I'm a little bit bothered. Why is it that because the Melech Yavan told them to translate the Torah in Yavani, that makes the Heter to write the Torah? Some said they wanted a Zecher for the Nes. But Al Kopanim, the Heter of Shimon Gamliel is also the Talmud HaMelech. And the Machlokes, the Tanakhama of Rabbi Seinu and Rabbi Huda, that says that Af, Kishatir Rabbi Seinu Yavamis Latir Al Besefer Torah Mishamaisa the Talmud HaMelech, is the Machlokes how vite the Heter of Talmei HaMelech goes. If Yehuda says that since the Heter is Gebayt on Talmei HaMelech, that because they made the translation to Greek, that made the Heter. So the Melech is only Kain Ma'is Hashayim, with Sefer Torah. And if Shimon Gamliel holds no. Now once they omat the Torah, they omat all the Svarim. It's like Al V'chaymer. You can't say that the other Svarim are more Chamed in Torah. If there's a Heter, Yevanis in Torah, it's like Al V'chaymer B'shar Svarim. But if he's there, Tainid the Turi Evan, you're going to have to say for Kerit that the Issa to write B'Shar L'Shenis is the Issa Darabonim. Because he names on that the Heter of Talmud Melech is of Adestam, but Darabonim de Gedin. It's not a Daraisa de Gedin. It's a Darabonim de Gedin. Darabonim will matter because of the Maisa of Talmud Melech, and Darabonim can't be, Bezin can't be Eker Divrei Torah Mekum Vasei. So it must be all this is Issa Darabonim. And it must be then the Yafta L'Kim L'Yafis that we're saying here is an Asmach D'Mi'alm. So those are the two Tzadim. Is Rav Shimon Gamliel completely different than Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda holds that the Issa is an Issa Darabonim, and Mimel, the Ma'isa Talmei HaMelech was the reason why the Rabbanim were matter is Issa Darabonim. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that no, it's an Issa Daraisa. And we have a Pasuk Yafta L'Kim L'Yafis to tell you that there's a Heter for the Issa Deraisa. Or do we say that no, even if Shem Wheel holds it's only Issa Derabbanan, and it's the Maisa Talmud Melech that was Matter, and the Machlokes is whether it's only a Heter of Sefer Torah Kimin Maisa Shahaya, or is a Heter for all Nevi'im, also Kal V'chaymer, and the Din of Yaftel Kim Yafis is a Asmach D'Mi'alm. That's how the Turi Evan sets up the Sugya. Now really, the Arish Shainim Mefurish, Azoya would say, that no, the Gemara says it's the Yaftel Kim Yafis, nothing to do with Talmud HaMelech, and it's first said, the Chayr is more Muchach in the Sugya. But the Arish Shainim Mefurish like his second side. The Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, it's not here, it's in the beginning of Perek Sheni. He writes, V'manish Dana Lashon Yevani Mishar L'Shainis. Why is Lashon Yevani different than L'Shainis? If Yishayim Uvenetzlam. Because everyone understood Greek. All the Yidin understood Greek. Halaytirim HaShomah Ba'al Shekadam. Look what it says earlier. It's our Mishnah. Af V'Svam Mitir El Yevanis. V'tam. V'nei Shein Pirish HaTorah B'Lashon Yevon L'Talmei HaMelech. Because they did translate the Torah into Lashon Yevon L'Talmei HaMelech. When it's Parish Me'etzlan Eisa HaTokam, that translation becomes same, comes so mefursim to them, Acha Hasa Etzlam Eisa Lashon Kamei L'Sheinim Kilo Eisa Ashuris. V'cheinu Eimer Lashon Yevani L'Kalkashim V'Meisa Vazeh Ki Lashon Eim Meshubach Etzlam. they really liked the Greek language. So he's saying clearly that the Mishnah that says Af Yisrael material Yevanis is because of Talmid Melech, Mamish Mefurish, and that sounds very much like the second son of the Terev and Bechlal. He seems to be saying that it was a heter because it became very Mefursim by them, they liked the Lashon. It sounds like it's a din derabanan. In other words, the whole din of not having a Bashar L'Shenis Vaisis is derabanan. And because this Lashon is a beautiful Lashon, and they had such a wonderful translation, which became so publicized by them, so they decided to keep this translation and allow Sfarim to be written in Yevani. There are also other Mishnayim that say clearly that Shimon Gamliel is else the Talmid HaMelech, the Miri. That means when he on the Mishnah, he says, "Shem will aim the hujra for Sram the Kasa Bechem Mishael Lashainis, Ella Blush and Yvani, Shahukatar by Bemitzis Talmud HaMelech." That even, that Shem will is saying that only Lash and Yavah works because that's the one that was translated to Talmud HaMelech. Rabbeinu Yonis and also on the Mishnah says, "Shem will aim Afis Sram Leitiru, Lakaisim Mishum Lash and Lashainis Umais, Eli Yevanis, Mishumaisa Talmud HaMelech, Vakayim Shehutu Ba'isa Sefer Chumash, Hutu Kol HaSembayim. Mamish says out this thing that the Mishnah says that all Svarim can be written is because of Maisa Talmud HaMelech, even though that was only in the Chumash, but once it was mut in the Chumash, it was mut to all 24 Svarim. So you do find the Pirish Mishnayis, the Ram, the Mir, Ben Yenison, they all Neman, like the second side, that Shimon Gamliel was a Vart of Talmud HaMelech, and I guess after the Kimli Ephes is an Asmachta. Now, Lefila and Noch of the Turi Evan, that the head of Talmud HaMelech is the Rabbanan, so that stems good with Shitasai. We spoke about this in Afchesim and Aleph, that the Turi Evan learns that the Mishnah is talking about the head of Ksiva. The Turi Evan says, of course you're not Yates and the Mishnah's Ksiva, say Vitari B'Shal HaShenis, that's Pashid by him, and Mela, we're talking about the head of Ksiva. So Mela, you can say, the Issa Ksiva B'Shal HaShenis, the Rabbanan, and Hashem will say, the Omati Yevani, because in the Maisa of Talmud HaMelech. We already brought there from the Ran in the second parak, that was discussing, Machlekes, the Ran and the Ramban, if it's missing letters, could you read from it, Barabbim? And the Ramban means, right from the Mishnah, you can't, because it says, Ein Bein, Svarim, Utfilim, Mezuzis, Ella, Shasvarim, Utfilim, Mechaloshin, Utfilim, Mezuzis, Sein, Ktav, Melashiris. It's Mashma, that the Halacha, that Tfilim, Mezuzis, are not good if it's missing a letter, would apply to Sefer Torah. But the Ran says, no, it doesn't apply to Kriyas HaTorah. It applies to the mitzvah's Ksivis HaTorah. Tefillin and mezuzah is a mitzvah to wear tefillin and to put it on your door. The mezuzah, Sefer Torah is a mitzvah to write it. So the mitzvah's Ksivis HaTorah, that's what it's referring to. It's not referring to Kriyas HaTorah, whether you don't need a full Sefer Torah. So you see in the Furish that the Ran is learning the mitzvah's Tumah, the Ksivis Sefer Torah. Nice, nice, according to Shimon Gamliel, you could do Ksivis Sefer Torah B'Lashon Yevani, but not with any other Lashon. Now, he mentioned the Merame Sada that says we're talking about the Din Kedushas Kisve Kaidesh, which the Chayre is a Din Deraisa, and we wanted to learn there that the Gayin that says that we're talking about Latame Siyadayim means Ksuvas Kisve Kaidesh. It's just even though Latame Siyadayim is in the Rabbanim, but it's totally in Kedushas Kisve Kaidesh. Al Kopanim, the Chayre, that should be Muchach like the first side. And as if you're learning the Mishnah, like we learned, like the Ran, or like the Merame Sada, that we're dealing with the Etzim, not just the Heter Ksiva, but the Etzim Din of the Kedusha of the Kisve Kaidish, or the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, so you're going to have to say the Drash of Yaftal Kim Liefis is a Drash of Gemurah. And not just because of the Maisa of Talmud HaMelech. But I found the Chazon Ish a very interesting thing. The Chazon Ish is in Yadayim, he has a whole simon about the Sugya, which he has in Yadayim and Taris, and Simachas, I see it, he writes like this. U'mashu ma'ad al Megillah, Tesim and Aleph, Rabbi Huda di Tiri Vanis Shemaisa Talmud HaMelech, Dershus b'yad chacham l'kvaya kvayda tayr k'fiyah sh'yayu oisim l'shmayim l'kvayas kvayda. It's mashu from what's said in the Masechtas Megillah, Daftesim and Aleph, that according to Behud and Eomati, Yavash Masim Talach, that the chacham have reshus to be kvaya kvayda tayr k'fiyah sh'yayu oisim l'shmayim l'kvayas kvayda. Uvvad sh'idav v'kvu l'chol Yisrael, I'll be bezin shall call Yisrael. Umash yikvu l'kvaydu y'kvu l'aylam. Whenever them the kvaya for kvayda tayr is kvayda l'aylam, I don't know for sure if the Chazon Ish means this, but it sounds like he's saying that the sign of the heter of Talmud HaMelech is that this din of how to write, which language to write the Torah, the Eivishter was meisher b'yad chachamim to use the language which they feel that would be the most coveted Torah. So till the Mice of Talmud HaMelech, the only one was Lashon Kodesh, but after the Mice of Talmud HaMelech, where they were able to see, first of all, Stam, they all mechavan the davar echad with the gvaldigen nes, they saw the Ruach HaKadosh that was in the Targum, and second of all, they were using the Afusa Shel Yefes, Loshim Meshub HaKetzlam. So that gave Chazal a right that even midaraisa, this becomes a Sefer Torah. This becomes Hukdash as a Sefer Torah. And I think that would even work maybe for the mitzvahs ksiva Sefer Torah, but Tzarechi and Bezeh. Because if you say, you could say, you could put it together, that even the Rav Shimon Gamliel is takal samaisa of Talmai Melech HaKti Rishayinim say, it still could be a deraisa de gedin, and the din and the etzim kedushas a Sefer. The few of the Chazanish wants to say, you say it. One more shtickle I want to say from Rav Shach, Gwaldik a shtickle. Achreinim will bother by Akasha. The Rambam, in Ilchus Tvilin, Perkal Falachi Yates, he paskins that Svarim can be nicht of Yvonis, just like this Gemara paskins, Omer Bech Malacha Kerv Shimon Gamliel. So that's how he paskins. He writes, En Kaisens Tvilin Mumuzuzis Ela Bexav Ashui, Vetir Besram Lekaisem Af Yvonim Bovad, Ukran Shtaki Yvonim El Elim Mumishtabish Vavad, Lavig and Kaisem Shlashim El Ashui. So he writes that there is a Hetta for Yvonim, but he says it's a Shtaka, the Yavanim and Olam and Ishtabish, they don't have this Lashon Yavim anymore. But Vais is Mikir, then he passes that way, because he passes like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And also, in Ilchus Megillah Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, Rambam says that just like you beat the Megillah when you hear it in Lashon Kodesh, even if you don't understand it, and also if it's Ksuvi Yavanis, and you heard it, you also beat even if you don't understand it. Also passes like Rav and Shmuel, that Laz Yavani Lakel Kasha. So the Achrayim ask, now the Rambam in Hilchos Sharav Satumah Perek Tes Lachos Zayin paskins that Svarim are only mitame yedayin if it's yichdav ashuris al seifu b'diay. One dios is a yevanis. So a lot of achreinim, the emek bracha and the svasemis over here in the Chazanish say that since the Rambam said in Hilchos Tefillin that the lashon yevani that's kashu is nishtakev and has never been oilam, so meila is not again anymore the lashon yevani. So he doesn't bother mentioning in Hilchos of his hatumah, that the Lashon Yavani is metami yadayim. But, like Rav Shach points out in Aviezi, it's a little bit deichel, because why didn't the Hilchos Megillah, why does he say that if it's Ksuvi Yavanis and he heard it Yaitse, why don't you like to say also that it's not Negei anymore? Elamai is Negei if you happen to know the language, so you say the same thing by Megabi Tumas Yadayim. So he says the Gaval de Gavart. He wants to learn that this Gemara Taka of Shimon Gamliel is Taka Dindaraisis Yafta Lakim Liefis. And that's why it's Metameis Yadayim. He says, when the Mishnah says, Ein Bein Svarim, L'Tfilin HaMezuzis, El Shesvar Metav V'Chaloshin, and Tfilin HaMezuzis, only Metav V'Yashuri, and the Gemara says, Hol Inyan, L'Tayfim Begidim, L'Tameis Yadayim, Zeviz HaShavim, it's partially that the din of Tfir Begidim, and he names on even the din of Metumis Yadayim, is totally on the din Sefer. If it's Tameh Heter, you wouldn't have the din Sefer. So if it's Alz Tameh HaMelech, you would not need Tfiri Begidim, and nor would it be Metame Yisiyadai. But he says that the Braisa that says, Afis Svarim Le'yatir El Yevanis, and Rabbi Yehuda says that Afis Svarim Le'yatir El Afis Yevanis Le'yatir El Sefer Torah Mishamaisa Talmi HaMelech, they're both saying a special heter. They're both saying a Maisa of Talmi HaMelech. They're arguing, if the Maisa of Talmi HaMelech was only for Sefer Torah, we make that Kal V'Chaymer, they'll matter for Sefer Torah as the Kol Shkei for Nevi'im and Ksuvim. But it's just a Het Ksiva. It's not a Din Sefer Mechlal. So Mele, what the Gemara says, or if Ashi said that the Mishnah Yadayim is Rabbi Yehuda, it didn't only mean Sefer Torah. And it didn't only mean specifically Rabbi Yehuda. When it says, Kitaymi B'Shar Svarim Ukra Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shar Svarim means B'Shar Svarim except for Megillah. But if you're going with the Maisa of Talmai HaMelech, then even when you have the Het of Talmai HaMelech, like Rabbi Yehuda, even by Sefer Torah, and like the Rabbanah by Osram, even if you have a Het Ksiva, it's still a Metami Yadayim. It's not a Het Ksiva. A Het Ksiva is not going to make a Tumas Yadayim. Chay Vayim Mestaber. Now the Mishnah's Mavur, that it is Metami Yadayim, Ein Bein, Svayim Matfilin and Mezuzis, Hal Atam Yadayim Zev Zeshavim, that's not Al Talmai HaMelech. That's also Shimon Gamliel, it's Yafta L'Kim L'Yefes. Now the Rambam wants to pass like the Stam Mishnah Yadayim, like the Pirush of Ravashi, that Hayyais, the heter is the way the Ram is learning, Hayyais, the heter is Gebait, and Talmai HaMelech, so Mela, the guy with Tumas Yadayim, it wouldn't be. And that's why the Ram passes Min Astam, that only Ashur is Metameis Yadayim. So he's learning, the two, there's a Machalikas Tanam, Shan, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Even if Shimon Gamliel is by all Svarim, the Mishnah is Mavur, it's Taka Dereisa Degadin. That's after the Kimli Ephes, because it's Metameis Yadayim, it's Din Tfir Beginim. Vashagan, the Psaka, the Ram was like the Mishnah Yadayim, that even if it's taka all svarim, but it's a talmei amelech, that's a derabana digadin, and then it won't be metamei sedayim. What's a little bit shmei with this is that lechaira, Ram and Shmuel that said lazivani lekal kasher, and they went with the Rishim ben Gamliel, lechaira that only shim with the Rishim ben Gamliel, that it's a deraisa digadin. If it's a derabana digadin, the hechat hasten that with kasher from Megillah. Unless you say even if it's a derabana digadin, it's still quite called kachsavam, because the Meister Klal Yisrael uses it. That's a pshat, pshat. And the two mahalchim, there's a mahalch of the Reish, and then it will be matam yisidayin. But the Rambam paskin said it's derabanan, and then it won't be matam yisidayin. And now let's see the next sugya. The Mishnah is talking about different types of kayin gadols. The Mishnah says that the difference between a kayin Mashiach, Hashem and a Mishka, and a kayin that's merum begadim is only parabol kol mitzvahs. The Gemara brings that that's a machlokes tanoim actually. If Parabah Makal Mitzvahs is only by Meshuach Muhammad, that he brings, if he does a Issa Karis B'Shegi, he brings a par, but not by Merub Megadim, and may also see Merub Megadim. And the next part of the Mishnah says, Amen Kayin Mishamish the Kayin Sha'avar, the Kayin that's currently serving as the Kayin Gadol, there's no difference in him and the Kayin Sha'avar, meaning, if let's say you have a Kayin Gadol on Yom Kippur that was Iru by Psul, and they had to get another Kayin to replace him, so those two have the same dinim. The only difference is, Parayim Yikipurim Vasir Sa'ifa, that only the Kayin of Mishamish brings the Parayim Yikipurim on Yom Kippur and the Sir Sa'ifa every day, and the Kayin Sha'avah doesn't have to. Melchol Devreim Zev is Ashafa. And that the Gemara brings is actually also Bachleikah Shemeya in Rabbi Yasi. The Mishnah goes to Rabbi Meir, that says that Iru by Psulim Mina Kayin Achat Hachta Vishin Chayzla Vedasai. If let's say the Kayin Gadol is the Psul and another Kayin Gadol becomes the replacement, then when the Psul is gone, so then the Rishon, the first one, returns to the Vayidu, Sheni Kol Mitzvahs Kunei Gedayin L'Lav, he has all the dinim of a Kayin Gadol. And if Yasi says, Rishon Chayza Vedasa, yes, the first one does indeed return to the Vayidu, but Sheni, Ein Eroi Leila Kayin Gadol Leila Kayin Hedit. He can't be a Kayin Gadol or a Kayin Hedit. He can't go with Dalet Begadim like a Kayin Hedit, or with Shmeini Begadim a Kayin Gadol, and why? The Gemara explains, because he can't be a Kayin Gadol Mishan Eva. If he's going to be Mishamish or Shmein and Begadim, will cause friction between him and the current Kayin Gadol. And he can't be a Kayin Heti, because Malam Mekadish Emeridin, once he already was Eivid with the Shmein and Begadim, Malam Mekadish Emeridin, he now can't be Eivid with the Dal Begadim. Atkan the Sukhya. So Taisus asks the Kasha and Rabbi Yasi, if we're saying that the only reason why it can't be Eivid as a Kayin Gadol is Mishan Eva, so Kandis is saying he is a Kayin Gadol, right? So why do we need the time of Malam Mekadish Emeridin? Typically it's Mechus Begadim. A Kayin Gadol has to be Dafka be Eivid with Shmein Begadim. If a Kayin Gadol is Eivid with Arab Begadim, it's possible he's Mechus Begadim. So why would you say that he can't be Eivid as a Kayin Hedi because of Malam Mekadish Emeridin? Typically he is a Kayin Gadol. Both of Rabbeinu Basi both agree he's a Kayin Gadol. Basi says he can't act as a Kayin Gadol because of Eva. But why do we need Malam Mekadish Emeridin? If he is a Kayin Gadol, of course he can't be Eivid Be'arba Begadim, because he'll be Mechus Begadim. So Taisa says, the words of Taisa is, Mishnah Nahai Tam Alayinim Lahinim Akpidim Kevin Alpi Bezdin Hu. Ilaf Tam Adamal. We wouldn't be worried about Mechus Begadim since it's Alpi Bezdin. Taisa doesn't explain so well what he means. In Mesechlis Yuma, he explains a little bit more. He says, Kayin Gadol is Mismana Bepeh or Mistalik Bepeh. Which means you can make a nice Kayin Gadol. There he says it's the Melech and Ech of a Kayinim. Here he says Bezdin. But when he, that's what he means. He means you can make a mice Kayin Gadol. So Rameya holds he remains as a Kayin Gadol. And Abayis says he can't do that else Eva. But the Shaila is, so why not be Mesalakim? Why not fire him? Why not make a mice Kayin Gadol? Terry says you have a problem. But if you would indeed be Mesalakim, so then he'd be a Kayin Hedit, and we talk him be Mishamish Mikir Adim with Dal Begadim. As I say in Taisa Yuma, and the Ridva and Yuma also says that. And that's what Taisa means here. If it was only the time of Mechus Begadim, Bezin would have a right to make him Ois Kayin Gadol, take away his Kedushas Kayin Gadol, and then he'd be able to Mishamish Dal Begadim. The only reason why we don't do it is Malam Bekadish. So the Achreinim, the Turi Evan over here, and the same thing, the Gevurah Sari and Yuma, it's written by the same Mechaber, and also the Karen Ira and Hari is over there, and the Mary Mesada and Yuma. They all ask a kasha for the Gemara and Hari is left as the days. The Gemara says that let's say you have a Kayin Gadol that's finished. He's Avram Mimishichusai. he can't be a Kohen Gadol anymore. So it says he has all dinei Kohen Gadol. He brings the parah Kohen to Mashiach. It's more than his asa ba'almana. So it sounds like even if a Kohen Gadol is not an active Kohen Gadol, he can't be misnalek. So why does Taisa say here in Megillah and in Yuma more clear that a Kohen Gadol can be misnalek when it says Mefurish in Yuma? He can't. He's other Mashiachusay. He has all the dinei Kohen Gadol. He brings the parah Kohen to Mashiach. His asa ba'almana. So they argue on Taisus. The Turi Evan says, and the Kayanarian Hari is also in the beginning of Perek Gimel, says when the Gemara says Malam v'Kaidish Mei Meridin, that means that he cannot be Ois Kohen Gadol. That's good for what it means. That's an answer to Taisus Kasha. He can't be a Kohen Gadol as Eva. Aye, let him be Ois Kohen Gadol. It's impossible. Once you're a Kohen Gadol, the Din of Malam v'Kaidish Mei Meridin says that it can never be taken away from you. And that's the pshat why a Kohen Gadol, even if he's not active as a Kohen Gadol, he's Avim Mishichusay, but he's going to be Kohen Gadol. He's going to have the Kedushas Kohen Gadol for the rest of his life. Now, Taiz and Yuma actually means the Yerushalmi that says it could be Misalik, but the Karen Iris says that the Yerushalmi just means that they don't let him be Avid. They don't let him be the active Kohen Gadol. But he still has all Dine Kohen Gadol, like it's Mavur in Hari and Staftesim the days. The Netziv also in Yuma says that he can't be Misalikim. He says that if it wouldn't be for Malam B'Kaidish, he has a Psahol Shtigl, and if it wouldn't be Malam B'Kaidish, since he only was a temporary Kohen Gadol, so that wouldn't be called a Kohen Gadol, except also the Malam B'Kaidish. Al Kopanim, but Taisus says Mefurish, and Taisus here is also Mashmei, but Taisus here is more Mefurish, and you could be Misalik a Kohen Gadol, it's just you don't, because the Malam B'Kaidish is Meridin. And the Achrayim are saying, Mekayach the Gemara in Hari, Steftesim in days, that you can't be Masal Kohen Gadol, it's impossible for a Kohen Gadol to be Masalik. Maybe that's good for the Pshat of Malam B'Kaidish, or maybe there's another Pshat, but we have to be Miyashiv, how is Taisus going to shtim with the Gemara in Hari? It's like the Achrayim asked. Taisus and the Ridva also in Yuma say this, that it could be Masalik, and there are times when Bezin is Masalikim, has a shtim with the Gemara in Hari, that Avim Mishichusai is still a Kohen Gadol. So I found three Malchim in the Achrayim to answer this Kasha. The first is Luchsam Sefer, which is in Yeridei Simon Hay. Then he makes a chil between Shem and Amishra and Merub Begadim. Even though the Gemara didn't make this chil between the two, but that's a shay. That when he's Nimshach for Shem and Amishra, so there, there's a din, Shem and Mishra's Elikav Olav, that the Shem and Mishra's Elikav always blames Olav. So Mela, a Mishra with Shem and Amishra, he can never be Mesulik, he'll always be a Kohen Gadol. But Shein Kain, if there's no Shem and Amishra, it's only us Merub Begadim, then there's a din, they can Mesulik and Mepeh. And as they state also in the Aderes, in Skadushim Taharius, the Emes is the Pirish Mishnais in Haris Lubim Mashnah Vaidah. Pirish Mishnais says, if he's a Shemin and Mishra Shemin Shechabayin and Vatal Nasehi. So that's one thing. The Taishas here is discussing Merub Begadim. Merub Begadim is the din, is Mishman and Vipem, Mishdalik Vipem. And the Gemara in Haris is discussing Meshuach Meshemin and Mishra. Meshuach Meshuach Mishra is a Bezundur din, the Kayach of the Shemin and Mishra, the Kedush of the Shemin and Mishra, can never be taken out. And that is the pshat of the Chassam Sofer and the Aderes, and is mashman away from the Pirish Mishnayis l'Rambam there. Second pshat is the Chazinish. The Chazinish in Hari says, Bezdin could remove a Kohen Gadol and make him ice Kohen Gadol. But Avim Shichusay, no one did it. No one removed him as a Kohen Gadol. He's still a Kohen Gadol because no one removed him. You need a Chalais. Bezdin has to go and make a Chalais, ice Kohen Gadol. And that they could do. If not for Malam B'Kaddish and Meridim, but if they have a reason why they have to do it, they could do it. Normally they wouldn't, Malam B'Kaddish and Meridim. But if they could, they would. If they had to, I mean they would. But the Avam Mishichusa means he's not being Ivan in the Mizbech anymore. He's a Zakein, he can't be Ivan. He's the Balmum, whatever the case may be. But no one ever was Misalikim. So the Karen Arab bavards that when he asks the Kash in Argizotasis, and he says that he disagrees. He says, first of all, why wouldn't they be Masalikim? Why would they allow him to still be Asim Ba'aman and all the restrictions of a Kohen Gadol? Why not just be Masalikim? And then he also says, if he can't be Eved, the Metzias, he can't be Eved Beis Hamikdash, he's too old, there's a din, a Zakein, at a certain age, can't be Eved anymore. If he can't, if his hands tremble, whatever it is, or if he has a mum, he can't be Eved. So he's Mamela Masulik, you don't have to be Masalikim. If it was at all possible for a Kohen Gadol to be Ais Kohen Gadol, he's Mamela Ais Kohen Gadol. He can't be even the Beis Hamikdash, of course he's not a Kohen Gadol. Elamai, there's no such thing, he'll remain a Kohen Gadol no matter what. But I don't have the Kasha so well. The Kasha is why not be Masalikim? Why yeah? Over here we have a reason, because this guy wants to still behave in the Beis HaMikdash. He's a very chashiv kohen. They actually had him do that Avodah Yom Kippur when the psul happened to the Kohen Gadol. And now he wants to continue being over the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a reason why to be Masalikim. He can't be over the Kohen Gadol as Eva. So let's be Masalikim, make him a Kohen Hedya. The Teretz is Malam HaKadosh. But if you have a Kohen Gadol that served faithfully, and now he's too old to serve, or he has a woman, whatever it is, he's Avim Mishinchusai, why be Masalikim? Let him be a Kohen Gadol. What's Ephes? Also, could be in our land what's Malam HaKadosh and Bemidim. So then I'm not 100% sure. Because Kumi Malam Makadish Amin is only if he's Taka going to serve as a Kayan Hedit. But if he's not going to serve at all, just taking away the Kedusha, maybe he's not Amin Meridin. But Kumi is Amin Meridin. The only time is, if someone did an Aveira, someone whatever it is, the reason why, you have a reason why if Dafka don't want him to be a Kayan Gadol, you misalakim. But here, Chashiv a Kayan Gadol, why be misalakim? Stam Neshe Yimutta Tamarian Amana Mechadesa. And that he says he's Memela Masulik, why? Why would you say he's Memela Masulik? He's a Kohen Gadol. We agree with the Karen Ayra that a Kohen Gadol remains a Kohen Gadol. But we're saying Bezin is a Kayach Di Masalikim. Why not be Masalikim? Why yet? And could be the Zin of Malam Makadish. He's Memela Masulik Mechadesa. No one was Masalikim. That's the Chazanish's Pshat. I think it's a very Mustavidic Pshat. But then there's a Pshat from Reb Chaim. Shmak Pshat from Reb Chaim. That he says, what does Taisus mean? Kayin Gadol is Nismana Bepeh or Mistalik Bepeh. What do you mean Nismana Bepeh? He's not Nismana Bepeh. He's Nismana Devi Bebegadam, Ede Meshach Meshach and Mishka. Mistalik Bepeh, I understand what you mean. That's in Kameka Chaloy Siluk. But Nismana Bepeh, what does he mean Nismana Bepeh? He's not Nismana Bepeh. He's Nismana with Mashiach, with Rebbe Begadam. So Dr. Chaim is two dinim. There's a din Kedushas Kayin Gadol. The Kedushas Kayin Gadol comes on Yedei Meshach with Shem and Mishka when there's Shem and Mishka, on Yedei Reba Begadim when there's no Shem and Mishka. There's a Kedushas Kayin Gadol. And the Kedushas Kayin Gadol is what makes that he should bring a par Kayin Mashiach. The Kedushas Kayin Gadol makes him Asa Baal Mana. And the Kedushas Kayin Gadol, we have the din, no chiluk between Mashiach and Reba Begadim, that can never go off. Shem and Mishka's Elokav Alam, who would be Reba Begadim? A Kedushas Kayin Gadol can never go off. But there's a tzeita din. Nach dem yach Kedushas Kayin Gadol, there's a din minoy, that you're the official Kayin Gadol. Kayin Gadol is not only a Kedusha, it's a position. It's a shdala. And what is the shdala? That comes like they mean a bepeh, and that could be mistalik bepeh. That you're the official Kayin Gadol. Now you can't be memanah someone to be a Kayin Gadol unless he has Kedushas Kayin Gadol. Otherwise the minoy doesn't work. The minoy only works in someone with Kedushas Kayin Gadol. So he gets a Kedushin Gadol, he gets it through Mashiach or Rebbe Begadim, and then he gets a Minoy to be a Kohen Gadol. Now, the Minoy, it could be Masalik. So Zaktiv Chaim, and this is Shtigl Chiddush, the Din Shmaina Begadim is the Din of the Minoy. Even if he has Kedushas Kohen Gadol, and he'll bring a Parakai Mashiach, he'll be also Baal Mana, he'll be also Timitami to crave him, but he still won't be Mashamish Shmaina Begadim, unless he has a Minoy. So that's what Taisus is saying. If not for Malam Makadish Ve'im Meridin, we'll take away his Minoy. So even though he has Kedusha Kayin Gadol, we'll be also Baal Mana, all the Kedinim, the Yisurim of the Kayin Gadol, but he won't have to Mishamish Mishmainim Begadim because that's the Minoy of the Kayin Gadol. The Minoy of Kayin, the Din Shmainim Begadim, Dal Begadim is totally in the Minoy, not totally in the Kedusha. So Mela, the Gemara in Harius, Daftasim Abayz is saying he's still a Kayin Gadol, Lagabi Yisrael Mana, and Lagabi Parakai Mashiach is a Kedusha. Now, Shankin, the Gemara here, the Taisus is saying that you can take off the Din Kayin Gadol, that's the Minoy. And Mela will be able to work for Dal Begadim, and the reason why we don't do it is Ma'al Makadish Ve'im Meridin. So, come next to what we learned, there are four shittas about being Masalika Kayin Gadol. Could a Kayin Gadol become Mais Kayin Gadol? The Arachrainim, the Turiyevin, the Karenera, the Remesad that holds that you can't be Masalika. The Kayin Gadol always remain a Kayin Gadol, we all need them, all types of Kayin Gadols. But Taisus says not that way. In the Taisus and Ritva, and Ritva and Yuma also say not that way. In Taisus and Ritva, we have the Chsam Seif and the Anderis that say it depends. If he's Meshuch, Meshav, and Mishka, he'll always remain a Kohen Gadol. If he's Meru Begadim, then he can be Masalikim. We have the Chazadish that says he can always be Masalikim in all cases. Avim Shehusim means when you're not Masalikim. The fact that he can't be Ovid doesn't make him the Mela Masalik, and that won't prompt Bezin to the Mela be Masalikim. It has to be a reason why they have to be Masalikim. But if they ever want to be Masalikim, they can Masalikim completely. He'll be Eis Kayin Gadol and Gansin. But it has to be Masalik, it has to be a Chalei Siluk. And that would apply to both Ruben Gadim and Meshuv Hashem Mishka. And we have Reb Chaim's pshat. Now, the guy with the Kedushas Kayin Gadol will never be Masulik. The guy with the Minoy, he'll be Masulik. And the Dalin Begadim is telling the Minoy. Those are the four shittas in the Figim Masalika Kayin Gadol.